a national climate change policy as well as an environment policy have been launched in Accra as a first step towards the country's preparedness to deal with challenges of the global phenomenon. President John Mahama, who launched the twin policies, stated that climate change should no longer be a topic for debate because the future of the country and generations unborn will be affected by how well the issue of climate change is tackled. Pascaline Adadivo reports.
The third Climate Change and Population Conference in Africa is being attended by researchers.
Ghana has had her fair share of the effect of climate change. This has come in the form of unpredictable weather patterns, resulting in low yields, floods, and even droughts. The effects of the climate change also have environmental challenges like water pollution, calamity, soil erosion, deforestation, and desertification. It has therefore become necessary to pay attention to the realities of climate change and carve out adaptation measures. The Minister of Environment, Science, Technology, and Innovation, Akwesi Opon-Fosu, said climate and environmental issues need to be linked to achieve meaningful impact.
Climate change is one of the biggest challenges of this century, and as a global challenge, it requires global solutions. This is because the threat to climate change is multidimensional and it impacts and transcends national borders. The National Climate Change Policy will help policymakers think about the national policy actions and programs needed to contribute to the fight against climate change and how such needs can best be articulated in order to seek or leverage internal and external resources from the public and private sectors as well as from our development partners.
President Mahama said government is exploring ways of building water surveillance and early disaster warning systems as a way of building resilience against climate change and its impact. He charged ministries, departments, and agencies to align their programs with key priority areas outlined in the policy.
Still here in Ghana, the impact of climate change is being felt more drastically in the three northernmost regions, the Upper East, Upper West, and the Northern region. The people of the Upper East region, for example, can no longer successfully cultivate the early millet that is popularly known as Nara, or certain seasonal vegetables and long maturing varieties of groundnut and guinea corn. Our savanna forests are fast disappearing and that vegetation zone is fast becoming Sahelian. In many parts of our nation, unusual floods and droughts have sometimes overwhelmed our relief and rehabilitation capacities and brought extreme hardship on our people. As a government, we believe that tackling climate change and its impact can ensure that the gains we make in tackling poverty reduction and food security would not be eroded.
The National Climate Change Policy has five prioritized areas of focus: agriculture and food security, disaster preparedness and response, natural resource management, equitable social development and energy, industry and infrastructure development.